This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
Public schools are government-run indoctrination centers, and what is the real goal of the school system? Is it to educate people? No.
The Health Ranger Report.
Public schools are nothing more than obedience training centers to turn human beings into controllable flesh bots.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
When it all hits the fan, the number one thing that's going to surprise people the most is how difficult it is to get a hold of money. You see, today, very few people carry money with them. I don't know about you, but I always carry, I don't know, at least $500 in cash if I'm traveling. Sometimes $1,000. Why? Because I don't trust the ATMs. I don't trust the banks. I always want to have enough cash to get back or get out of a city if something goes wrong. You know, I've always got some cash on me, but I'm also always carrying a loaded Glock firearm as well. So, you know, you got to protect the cash. At least I'm carrying it where it's legal. I don't carry it where it's not legal, of course. But most people don't carry cash. They have no cash. They depend on ATMs to get cash. Well, if you hand over your money to the bank, and then you depend on the bank's ATMs to allow you to take your money back out, you're going to be caught with your pants down around your ankles when it all hits the fan, because the ATMs can be instantly programmed to not give you your cash or to limit it to $50 a day, or they may not even work at all depending on what scenario unfolds, such as an EMP attack or a grid down scenario, or, you know, an act of war or something like that, or even just a global cascading bank collapse. That would also take your money out of the picture, and you wouldn't be able to get it out of the ATM. You see, it's not your money unless it's in your hands. And that's what I really need to underscore here. I want you to fully understand the power of this concept of having forms of exchange, that is money, in your possession. It doesn't have to be in your pockets, but it's got to be within reach. So you're going to need some 1/10 ounce gold coins. You're going to need some 1 ounce silver coins. You're going to need some items that you can barter, such as ammunition or storable food, for example. A lot of things can be bartered, even fuel. You know, diesel fuel is a very barterable item. But even green cash, yeah, fake Federal Reserve fiat currency can still be very valuable in certain types of scenarios, because it will be accepted as money by people for a while, probably, unless it is utterly abandoned by the Federal Reserve and then faith in the currency is lost, at which point it all becomes worthless. Now, if you don't believe me that currency can become worthless overnight, just look at Venezuela. People who had their Venezuelan money in the bank, they have lost 99.5% of the value of that money. That's not a good way. By the way, that's not a good way to save for retirement, to put your money in the bank in a currency that loses 99.5% of its value. And yet that's exactly what most Americans are doing, because they have foolish faith in the long-term viability of the fiat currency known as the U.S. dollar. Now, granted, the U.S. dollar is going to be around longer than the Venezuelan currency, but the U.S. dollar, like every other fiat currency, will eventually collapse and become worth essentially zero. So, what do? You diversify. This is crucial as well. You got to diversify. So, have some cash, have some gold, have some silver, have some ammo, own some legal firearms. Have a little bit of Bitcoin, too, because it has its own special properties of portability and so on. Although Bitcoin can vanish instantly as well, if the internet goes down, right? But spread your assets around. Have some land. Have some diesel fuel and a diesel truck or something. Have things that are barterable and things that can be traded for other important goods. Heck, you can even stockpile insulin in a refrigerator. Insulin is a highly valuable barterable item, and in nearly every state, you can go buy insulin over the counter from local pharmacies. In fact, come to think of it, I ought to stop by and pick up some more insulin, and I'm not even diabetic. I'm buying insulin in anticipation of bartering it to help save other people's lives in a collapse. Yeah, I think insulin is like more valuable than gold in some cases in the right scenario. So think about all this. Think about it. If you put money in the bank, it's not your money unless they let you have it. And the bank doesn't have everybody's money all at the same time. It only has a fraction of your money, which is why, you know, the bank, that's why banks can never make good on all of their obligations to all of their customers at the same time. It doesn't work. And that's why banks will lose your money. Eventually, sooner or later, it's going to happen. Don't trust banks. It's true. All right. Thanks for listening. You can find more information about all of this at collapse.news or newstarget.com. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a two-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products, and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.